This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Superintendent Jared Corden of Roseburg Public Schools in. Good morning.
Good morning.
Here we are right in the middle of a summer season. We don't often see school folks in the summer, but some things going on, and we kind of wanted to back up a bit. We didn't get a chance to really delve into this as deeply earlier on, but talk about the bond levy defeat back in the primary election and kind of look ahead at some of the plans you have for next year. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we ran a bond campaign this May, and that bond campaign failed. And we work with the community members, continue to work with the board to see what is it that the community does want. Kind of had a little bit of the President Eisenhower used to have what he called the Eisenhower Matrix, where he looks at the urgent and the important. So after the defeat of the last bond levy in May, work with the board and community members to really say, hey, listen, everything in that bond was important to do, but what's urgent to do? And that's what we're going to move forward on in May 23, those urgent projects. Additionally, before we even go out for that, the school district is using really the rest of its federal money it got, even borrowing against our own kind of our contingency fund or ending fund balance to better secure our schools to make sure our kids and staff are safe.
And during the election cycle, one of the things you were also dealing with in May and really in the spring was as inflation really kicked in there nationwide, a lot of pressure from that. People are looking at prices going up and issues in their own pocketbook there. It's kind of a two-part timing issue because the prior bond levy was in 2020. Well, I'm pretty sure that almost nothing passed in any jurisdiction in America, 8 weeks into COVID. And so last time around, you had that to deal with. You've lost there. This time, inflation was hitting hard right there, maybe even the peak at that point. And so the timing, just kind of the way things turned out.
Yeah, it certainly, I mean, it's hard to quantify, what exact impact that had. But clearly, as we talked to patrons and even just looking at prices at the pump, prices at the, at the store, inflation, I think, had a pretty big impact. We had a lot of people say we really value the projects that are going to benefit the community, but we just can't afford to do it right now. And so we're going to come out with the projects the community still feels passionate about that really focus on safety and security, and the number will be much lower. And so we're balancing that with the thought that, we passed one capital improvement levy in the last 40 years. The balance of this is trying not to win today to impact the future of other things that may need to happen in the future.
And that levy that passed, a lot of that went to the high school, some other things as well, but that's where you really made some sizable changes to RHS.
Yeah, and so really, it's really, I think, a great thing for the community to see that that levy's been completely paid for, and people will notice in their taxes that the levied amount will not be on their taxes in November. So we've seen in our community the cycle of going out to the community saying this is what we'd like to do, that project being done on time, on budget. We now have what's called the new main at the high school. There were other projects as well, the Rose Theater, all done about 20 years ago and now completed.
So as you look at things moving forward, you talked about some immediate security things. What sort of things are being planned and what's your timeline?
Well, so currently, independent of any ask of the community, we need to better secure our facilities. Our buildings average about 73 years old, and so we have some old facilities that were not designed with safety and security in mind. And unfortunately, we've seen around the country over and over and over again the need to have more secured facilities, and so we're going to be securing them with kind of a variety of different mitigation measures. One will be fencing. Another will be what we call vestibules, which is needing to have permission to enter the school, the kind of a not a containment area, but it it kind of allows, instead of just easy access to the school and to the office, kind of a permission. There's some other internal things we're going to do that improve our ability to make sure, you know, people are background checked, which they currently are, but there's some additional technologies that kind of help with that. We don't have card access right now, key card access. So some of those kind of what I would consider basic things we really should have been focusing on, we're going to be doing independent of the bond and prior to a bond.
So do you have a firm number for May yet? Is there, or is that still being worked on?
Well, really, the board, you know, and really the community, as we looked at what the community expected, it was securing our schools. It was focusing on the key renovation and repairs we need to do, and then the rebuild of the old main or heritage building at the high school is a safety and security issue. So as the school district's going to work to get the securing the schools mostly done, and so it'll be trimming that piece out if any additional things need to be done there, a rebuild of the old main or heritage, and then renovation repair across the district.
And what do you do between now and then with that older building in RHS?
Well, we're actually working to migrate kids out of that building even at the start of the year. So we'll have 9 classrooms that we're going to get ready across the high school, redistribute some staff and kids, and then we're working on getting some portables to come in. That'll be behind the Votech building. But there's, again, some... Actually, the portables are ready, but it was some of the other components to get the portables ready. Those will probably be ready second semester. So we're working on making sure kids are going to be safe when they're at the school. So we're going to work on transitioning kids out of that building.
Anything else you want to mention to folks as you look, you know, halfway through the summer and look towards this fall?
I think the... maybe the one thing is there's so many great things happening in our community with our kids. We've got about 1,200 kids doing summer learning right now. We're excited for the next year. It's been a little bit of nervousness with community members around. We're seeing this increase in the BA5 variant. You know, what's going to happen with COVID and transmission and masking? Now, monkeypox has kind of been a new concern here around our community. I continue to tell people, you know, we're going to have our schools open. We're going to be open. Kids are going to have a good experience, and we'll work to keep our kids and community safe.
All right, Superintendent Jared Corden of Roseburg Public Schools, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for the opportunity.
8:41 at the Morning Report.